Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Meditative Aiden podcast, where we talk about mindfulness and mindful tools, tips, and tricks to help you work through the experiences and challenges of everyday life. Today's podcast is on metta and metta meditation, and is kind of going to go over what that means, what it is, and how to use it to help you find greater peace and connection in everyday life. I think you're going to enjoy today's episode. So without further ado, let's get to it. Today, we're going to talk about metta. First, what metta is, kind of its definition, where it comes from. We're going to talk about kind of some practical examples of, like, you know, taking that definition and making it a little more workable, a little more realistic. I'm going to share a personal experience after that with metta and a meditation that I had. And afterwards, I'm going to walk you through kind of a little meditation that I use when I'm practicing metta, and introduce you to the mantra that is used usually in metta practices. First and foremost, the word metta comes from the Pali language, which is the language that all of the Buddhist texts were transcribed in. The word itself can easily be translated as, you know, kindness, compassion, love, and loving kindness. And what this really means is it's kind of like compassion and empathy for other people or other things as well. What I really love the way that the Metta Institute explains this. In their example, they say, imagine a mother, and imagine the love that a mother has for their only child. And imagine that, you know, when that child gets sick, how the mother is compassionately with them in their sickness. When the child is happy, the mother is compassionately with the child in their happiness as well. They summarize metta as the ability and the state of being in which you can empathize with the happiness and the sorrows of the world. And I love this description that they provide because it really lays a very simple and profound foundation for what metta means. You know, when you say that you are empathizing, when you have metta, you're empathizing with the happiness and sorrows of the world. It really says that it's kind of an in-between. It doesn't identify with happiness or sorrow, but it's something that you experience with that moment, with that sensation. This means that it could be a sensation of your own, an experience of your own, or something of someone else's. I really like the way that Jack Kornfield describes this as well, when he says that whenever an experience arises in our consciousness that we become aware of, metta is the practice of allowing that experience to come and meeting it with compassion and kindness. Now, what this means is that when sensations come up, such as pain or anxiety or depression, like, you know, we've talked about before, instead of meeting that experience and just kind of being with it, you're actually meeting it with a sense of love and compassion. This adds some depth to the definition of mindfulness and the practice of mindfulness, because in mindfulness techniques, the tools that you learn are about becoming aware of experiences as they come across your consciousness. With metta, it's taking it one step further, and instead of just becoming aware of it, I mean, that's only the first step. Metta takes it a step further to say, okay, now that I'm aware of it, I'm going to embrace this experience with love and compassion. An example of this for you might be, you know, when the experience of stress comes up, or when the experience of depression or sadness or something comes up, you meet that experience personally by saying, you know, one, I recognize this experience, and then reciting a mantra to that effect. And this mantra typically goes something like this: may you be happy, may you be calm, may you be peaceful, may you be at ease, may you be safe. And what this does is it embraces that without the dichotomy of it being good or bad, meaning that when that experience arises, you're not identifying it as, you know, a positive or negative experience. It's just an experience that you are allowing yourself to come to be in love with. As hippie as that sounds, like everything I say, what that does for you is helps you break free from that cycle and that story you tell yourself about the experience. So to really exemplify this, I want to share my personal experience with metta, my very first experience with it. So I was sitting down at work and I was just meditating during my lunch break. And during this meditation, you know, I sat down and I was doing, you know, some gratitude practices. What this meant is that while I was sitting down, I came into an awareness of my body, came to an awareness of my breath, and just brought my attention back to my breath over and over. And as I came into the stability of my breath, I just dropped a little question about what it is that I'm grateful for and allowed myself to experience the sensation of what it is that I'm grateful for. During this meditation, I kind of had this idea, this feeling that I should try out metta. I had been studying it, I had been learning about it, and I thought maybe it's time for me to actually do something with it. So what I did is I imagined all of my coworkers, and I imagined all of them in a group smiling and laughing, you know, just happiness shining from their eyes. And at first this was kind of uncomfortable because visualizing all of your coworkers can be a little weird, especially if like you walk up to them after and you're like, I had a great meditation, I was just thinking about you. I mean, I don't know about you, but I get a little uncomfortable. So what I did after that though is I allowed myself to be in the presence of that happiness. The way it felt for me was kind of like if you're in a group of friends and you're just imagining the warmth of happiness, really, that encircles a group of happy friends when you're just enjoying a good time. What I did then is, you know, I visualized that group of friends and I looked at them each individually and I repeated this simple mantra, may you be happy, may you be calm, may you be well, may you be peaceful and at ease. And what this did is for each individual person allowed me to really embrace them with a loving presence and a loving sense of compassion to them. Now this sounds kind of like something I'm reiterating from the 60s and 70s about, you know, no war, love is everything. And to an extent, I believe in that stuff, but in this experience, it was allowing me to transcend the boundaries of, you know, my ego, to just let go of my experiences, to embrace those people. You know, I had been having a really stressful day at work, like always, and, you know, I'd been running around in circles and things were just busy. And it allowed me to kind of drop my guard and drop my problems to focus on these people and their happiness. And as I finished my lunch, I finished my meditation, as I went through the day and interacted with these people, my coworkers, you know, every interaction that I found myself in was based out of love and empathy and compassion for these people. You know, I wanted nothing more than for their success and their well-being in that moment. The benefit of metta for you in this case really lies in your ability to let go of what experiences you are having. Like I said before, where mindfulness is about becoming aware of your experience, metta is about letting go of that experience to look beyond yourself, to look at maybe some of the challenges that other people are facing, and coming into that experience with them, with a sense of love and compassion. What this does for you is it makes it that much easier for you to let go of those challenges you're facing, whether that be stress, anxiety, depression, anger, whatever it is. It allows you to forget about yourself for a moment. You know, we all are familiar with people that we love to be around because they're so selflessly focused on everyone around them, and they just bring joy and happiness to the people that they interact with. That's what this meditation and this practice of metta does for you, is it helps you become that person that imbues the environment with happiness and helps people know that you are there for them and to be with them in their experience. Something else that's really beneficial about this is working through the experience of difficult relationships in particular. And this is so important because when we are in, you know, these difficult situations with people, you know, when people are saying insensitive things, when, you know, there's someone we're interacting with and our interactions just are not positive, they're draining your energy from you. It's really easy in that experience to look at that person as a negative, you know, black hole. And we ruminate about them, we think about them, and the caustic, you know, toxic effects that they can have on. Metta isn't about letting go of your boundaries to let them, you know, abuse you. What it's about is letting you let go of those labels and those feelings and those sensations for that person, to look beyond your experience, to think about theirs, to think about, you know, what frustration might they be feeling? What sadness? What is going on in their life that, you know, may or may not be influencing how they're acting? What is it that you can do for that person to help them overcome that experience? As you go through this metta practice, as you develop this sense of love and awareness for these other people, you'll find a greater capability to just let go of that boundary, let go of your ego to serve them in the way that they need you. So meta meditation and meta practices don't really take that much time. It's so simple that you really just need like a minute or two of time to sit down to feel the effects. And it's as simple as this. You sit down and, you know, a quiet, peaceful place where you won't be disturbed. You close your eyes, you focus on your breath. And as you come to an awareness of your breath, as you bring your awareness back to your breath over and over, when you've gotten into a comfortable space of that, you then visualize someone or something that, you know, you may or may not be having a difficult time with. After you've visualized that person, and I usually like to visualize them smiling or happy, or if they are going through a difficult experience, maybe it may be more beneficial to imagine them, you know, upset or something like that. Once you've visualized this person, the next thing is just to simply repeat a mantra. And this mantra goes something like this. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be calm. May you be peaceful and at ease. And you just repeat that same mantra over and over and over again. So I really want to encourage you to try out that simple little practice. It only takes, you know, 1 to 3 minutes. It doesn't have to be a 20-minute long meditation. And all you have to do is sit down and just repeat that mantra to yourself or to the person or thing that you're thinking about just for a few minutes. If you want to, you know, tell me how that experience was, I would love to hear how it goes for you. If you'll just let me know in the comments below. And if you have any questions about it too, I'm more than happy to answer those questions and, you know, help you learn how to go through this meditation and this process. I know that metta has been so beneficial for me in learning how to just transcend those boundaries of ego to think about other people. And I know that it can have a similarly powerful impact for you too. All right. I hope that you guys enjoyed today's podcast. And if you enjoyed it, please let us know by, you know, subscribing, liking it, leaving a comment or review. And don't forget that if you're interested in learning more, you can check out the video on our YouTube channel. You can subscribe and like us on Instagram and Facebook if you can subscribe on either of those. Anyway, I'm really glad that you joined us today, and we'll see you next time.